It's like Evil Dead dark. It's like they're coming to swallow your soul.
Death, monkey, death!
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
Not bad. How was your week?
My week was great, considering I spent 5 hours in the dentist chair on Thursday.
You did?
Yes. It was fun.
Just saying hi, or were you having work done?
I was just hanging out.
Oh. Well, you know.
Because, you know, they got nothing better to do than to entertain me. I just go in and I play with all the tools and stuff. I like the suction thing.
I bet you do.
I sneak up on the hygienist with the suction thing.
So what were you having done?
Oh, let's see. I had a deep cleaning.
Yeah.
And followed by a regular cleaning.
Yeah.
Followed by a couple of fillings.
Ooh.
Followed by a couple of crowns.
Oh, where are you in
all? To top it all off, I had 2 wisdom teeth yanked.
Holy crap.
Yes.
What day was this?
Thursday.
And you're upright and you're talking. That's pretty good.
I remarkably had no pain from this.
Really?
Yep.
What did they give you to...
Just the Novocaine.
Really?
The only thing was that it was kind of sore.
Yeah.
From like having to keep my mouth open that long and the pushing and pulling and yanking and stuff. We're still talking about my mouth. So,
we're going to do a new segment of the show called John Out of Context. So 5 hours, huh?
Yeah, 5 hours. It was awesome. And then they wanted me to come back the next day to do the other side of the mouth. I said, no.
So you still have another visit coming?
Oh, several.
Oh.
Because I got to get the right side finished.
Oh.
And there's 2 wisdom teeth over there that got to come out.
Are you not a fan of the dentist?
I can't stand the dentist. I finally found a dentist who actually spoke English, which was kind of remarkable where I am.
Yeah.
In little Puerto Rico here. But I went through the directory of dentists that had my plan, and I looked for anybody whose second language was not Spanish.
Oh.
And this woman's second language was Russian. So, well, it's a good chance she's white. She is.
You don't go to the doctor in Orlando that has his office, like, done up like Star Trek?
No.
No?
No.
Because you know that dude's white, right?
yeah, but, you know, he touches himself. Sorry.
How do you know that?
I can just tell. You know, he's there, spread out in the chair, watching Wesley Crusher.
Oh.
Playing with the suction thingy.
Oh, young Will Wheaton. Oh.
Yeah, have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's rocking the beard.
You should subscribe to his Google feed, where he shows you how bad his beard is on a daily basis.
Oh.
It's like Bedhead? I guess it's Bedbeard?
It's shocking that you actually know that.
What?
That you know that he has some kind of Google feed that he talks about his beard on.
Well, he also talks about home brewing beer, so.
Oh. Is that a new passion of yours?
No, beer's always been a passion of mine.
But home brewing it. Can you home brew in an apartment?
You can, because really all you need is a stove and a dark closet.
Oh.
Kind of the same requirements for a meth lab, isn't it?
I was just going to say, you describing beer or meth.
Oh, and I have bad teeth. What could that...
That would make you English, wouldn't it?
Pip-pip.
Cheeky.
Cheeky monkey.
So besides that, how you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Doing great, you know, watched the Olympics opening ceremony.
Oh, I tried.
Oh, you didn't get all the way through it? It was awesome.
Well, here's my issue. I'm an adult, and I consider myself fairly intelligent. I don't need Matt Lauer to explain to me what the rising smokestacks are supposed to represent and talk over the goddamn show.
I was really irritated by that. It was interesting to see Kenneth Branagh as Abraham Lincoln. I thought that was kind of cool. Not sure what he had to do with this. Lincoln reciting Shakespeare.
Did you see the part where he stood in what looked like the like a circle of cameras, like they were going to do like a Matrix picture?
Yeah.
There were like old cameras set up in a circle and lights, and he stood in there, and all the lights went off like they were taking pictures, but they never showed like what they did with that.
Interesting.
It was just one of those weird things, like, here's something we're going to do, but there's no payoff. I was like, eh, okay.
Hmm.
And then I kind of tuned out for the Walk of Nations or whatever they call it, because
that is so fucking boring.
And being that it's taped, you'd think they'd like speed that up a little bit.
Or did we even have to see that?
See, I don't think so.
Could we just go, oh, here's this team, here's this team, here's this team. 20 minutes. Oh, here's the U.S.
Right. And of course, you know, they sit there and they talk about every single team that comes out, and this flag holder does this and this flag holder does this. And it's like, I don't care. I don't fucking care. So it got, finally got to the part where here comes the flame. We're going to do this. Oh, after a commercial. I'm like, really?
Right.
You can't wait until after the goddamn thing's lit to go. And now a commercial break. It's taped. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fucking edit that around that.
Oh. Well, they edited out the, there was a tribute to, I guess there was a terrorist attack the day after it was announced that London was getting the Olympics.
Yeah.
And there was a tribute to that as part of the opening ceremonies, which NBC thought it was more important that we watch Ryan Seacrest leer at Ryan Phelps than show us that.
Yeah, I don't... If there was a company or if there was a TV station that did that and it was in the U.S. and they were doing a moment of silence for 9/11, people mm-hmm. would be fucking outraged.
Oh, of course.
I read that online. And I was like, I don't get that. NBC just failed on so many levels with this fucking opening ceremony.
With the, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. I mean, so much money is being wasted on this. And it's like, really? Couldn't we just have like one Olympic station? And you could just go to that if you want to watch it.
Well, and think of all the money that they spent on that opening ceremony. Couldn't they have just said, "Hey, we're starting the ceremony. We're starting the Olympics, and
Mark,
we donated
it's set, go."
And we donated all the money we would have done that, like put on the show to like homeless people, or feed the hungry.
Do they have homeless people in England?
I think so.
Really? I don't know. You never see that, do you?
No, you don't. They're all working as chimney sweeps or whatever.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, there are no homeless people in Harry Potter.
Well, and apparently there's a shitload of Mary Poppins hanging out in England, because...
Yeah, apparently.
Because there was quite a lot of those that came down from the ceiling, and it was like, isn't there just one?
I think they had to, like, import them.
They did a Google search for Mary Poppins.
Yeah, and they blew them in. It was actually very cool.
Some of it was very cool.
That whole sequence I thought was really cool. The little kids jumping on the LED beds was nice. And,
yeah.
And then, you know, their nightmares happened, and like the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was there. And, you know, all these bad guys came popping out of their beds, and they're talking about how these were, you know, all the wonderful characters from British literature, like Cruella de Vil. Was a short story in Good Housekeeping. And, you know, the child catcher wasn't even in the book of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And, okay. Oh, and Lord Voldemort, because, you know, let's stroke J.K. Rowling a little bit.
Well, and, you know, that was the thing, like, there's so many British people in the news right now that could...
For something other than wiretapping?
Well, yeah. But I mean, they could have used so many other people for some of the stuff that they did. And, you know, there were things like, I didn't understand the whole musical montage where the girl lost her phone.
That totally sucked ass. That was the worst damn thing. Because I'm thinking, oh, okay, so this is like a popular British TV show about, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. And it's like, no, okay, I don't quite get it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused. And then the ending of it was the guy who invented the internet.
Yeah.
Which was a total shock to me because I was expecting Al Gore. And he types in, this is for everyone.
Yeah.
Really? That was the buildup?
Yeah.
Okay. You Brits suck. You couldn't have like a giant TARDIS appear and like the Daleks come out of the audience and all of the Doctor Who's show up on stage at one time.
See, that's what I was expecting.
See, because I'm sure John Barrowman's not doing anything since Comic-Con.
But, you know, and even at the end when Angela Lansbury came out and sang Hey Jude, I was just like, you know, I don't quite...
She's got to get better makeup or something. She looked like hell. It's like, God, and her voice is really bad.
Yeah, it's starting to sound very mannish. But yeah. Anyway, there were definitely certain things like... They had said in the beginning that, I guess, Danny Boyle, is that his name, the director? That he had said that he can't top Beijing, so he was just going to do his own thing.
Right.
He should have tried to top Beijing. I mean, I don't know what kind of meetings.
I just felt the whole thing was too disjointed.
Yeah.
If you were going to give the history of the British Isles in 3 hours, then okay, do that.
I mean, it was very cool the way, like, the field was taken away and they forged the rings.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Right up until the ending of the forging of the rings, like, things were going pretty well. And then
it went into the well, no, then it went into the little kid number.
It went into the healthcare thing.
Gosh.
And then pretty much after that, it was like, okay.
Then it went down the
toilet. We're not really sure what to do for the rest of the time, though.
Yeah, the whole music montage was awful. They could, and who was the creepy guy? Was that the guy from Prodigy?
Yes.
Okay.
The fire starter? Yeah, that's Prodigy.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm like, what the hell are they doing using him? They couldn't get Elton John to fly in on Pegasus or something?
What did you think of the Queen's entrance?
I thought that was very cool.
The fact she
did that, I thought was very cool. But when she stood up in front of the microphone and had to say like four words and had to read them, oh, she's getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even in that little short film where she stands up and walks past James Bond, it was like, okay. She's not really comfortable.
No, but I thought it was very cool that she had done that.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it was a neat little thing. Blah, blah, blah. There you have it. Next.
One of the people that I work with got on Facebook after that and said, my husband has lost all faith in me. I actually thought that that was the Queen jumping out of the helicopter.
Wow, you work with smart people, huh? Genius.
I said, oh.
Plus her pee-picking little heart.
So, yeah.
That was pretty bad.
So you're going to watch any of the Olympics?
The closing. I mean, why watch it? Because you can't watch it in real time. You can try to watch it online, but the service sucks.
Right.
So what, you want to know all the results and then you turn on the TV at night and watch them happen in slow motion? Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Phelps didn't get the gold. Oh, bummer. Whatever. Retire. Will you already?
And, you know, it just shows, like, there are no other, like, really good upcoming athletes where they're hanging their hopes back on him.
Yeah. Well, I think if he wasn't there, it would all be on Ryan Lochte. But because he showed up again.
Because he had nothing better to do.
Well, you know, he was done with the Subway commercial, so he had the time on his schedule to plug it in.
Yeah. He can't, you know, smoke pot anymore.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, whatever.
Yeah, but good stuff.
Yeah.
Very disappointing. It's always fun to see, though, when they do the Parade of Nations, to see which lame-ass countries only have, like, one person. It's like, oh, you poor people.
What was is Daniel Tosh talked about how like you should do Olympics based on the net worth of the country, so that
Oh, well.
only the richer countries can be in the games.
Well, then they'll all be in Saudi Arabia next. And won't that be hard for the Winter Olympics?
Well, yeah.
Well, no, because they'd build a freaking dome.
Yeah, and they'd refrigerate it and they'd make snow and
Yeah.
you wouldn't have to worry about weather or wind or anything like that. See, we should get on that.
We should. Let's go to Saudi Arabia. Work on your tan.
Think we're too white to go to Saudi Arabia.
So we gotta work on your tan first.
I burn, I don't tan.
Yeah, so I mean, it. I thought the spectacle of it was cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, the whole thing with the big tree that lifted out of the ground and all the hobbits came out from underneath, that was kind of cool.
That's when Abraham Lincoln showed up.
Yes, it was. It was.
I mean, they definitely put a lot of time into the rigging of everything and how things came
Oh,
together. And,
ah.
you know, even though it's kind of ugly, I did like the way that they did the Cauldron of Fire at the end.
It was a different concept.
Yeah, they
Let's
made
you
up of
gotta
the
give them that.
little flower petals that everybody brought in, and it's
Yeah,
all the
I thought that
countries
was
that are
kind of cool.
competing. You know.
I thought that was very cool
Yeah.
that everybody was included, and
Yeah.
you know, this crappy little bedpan that you were given as a souvenir actually became useful. I was waiting though for the torch to blow out when Beckham was driving across the channel, because it happened to them before.
Oh, did it?
It was on a, I think they took it river rafting and they were surprised that the flame went out. Like, oh, you British people. You're so silly.
River rafting? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, yay. Hooray for us.
Woohoo,
The hell's
Olympics.
everybody else? Yes. Woohoo.
How long is this on for? 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So no good TV for the next 2 weeks, is what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
No, and right now China's whipping our ass. They've got 11 medals. We've got eight. Italy's got seven.
Okay. I'm not a sports guy, so I really don't care.
You don't give a shit, do you?
No. No, I'm in entertainment. That's why I watch the opening. It's as close to my Olympics as I get.
Really?
What are you reading?
If there was a mystery woman who showed up with the procession from India,
Oh, okay.
and they're like, "Well, why is she, who is she? Why was she there?" He was just, she was a member of the opening ceremony cast who apparently got carried away and jumped in line and started waving, and she walked around. Hey, look at me! Of course, I'd be on my cell phone going, "Can you see me yet? Can you see me? Okay, I'm with all the towel heads. Yeah, okay. Yep, they're all wearing yellow. I'm right up front. I got a red sweater on. Yeah, that's me. Hey!"
You silly white boy.
Oh well. Anyway, yeah, that's good.
So what else you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. We getting any hate mail from last week?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
Nope. Well, we could talk about the whole Chick-fil-A fiasco.
Yeah, sure, why not? You like some chicken?
Well, do you think it's going to hurt Chick-fil-A at all, this whole controversy that's going on?
Well, it's gonna hurt their president, their VP of public relations, who dropped dead of a heart
Well,
attack.
besides him.
No, because people are stupid. It really doesn't matter. It's chicken.
I know.
That's all it is. It's just chicken.
Well, and there seems to be a lot of like lashback now by, I don't want to say Republicans, but they seem to be the driving force behind it. This whole thing of, well, why are you still buying gas? Because the OPEC puts homosexuals to death. And it's like, one, I don't have a choice of where my gas comes from. I don't know which gas companies buy from OPEC. I'm sure if I did research, I could probably find out. But in a pinch, I can't figure it out. However, I can tell you where I'm going to or not going to buy my food.
Sure.
You know, and all these people are jumping on this whole thing of, well, Chick-fil-A is just giving an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion. Yeah, but it's different. They have a social responsibility to the people that work for them, not to fuck up, like, their business. Because this dude could just, if worst came to worst, and people decide we're not going to go to Chick-fil-A anymore, and they all shut down, how many people would be out of work? You know, they're supposed to have responsibility to their employees.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No, they've got a responsibility to their stockholders. They don't give. Don't you realize that employers don't give a shit about employees anymore? Well, those days are long gone. Loyalty to employees is a thing of the past.
Okay.
All I gotta say.
I just find it very hypocritical. And then they turn around and they lie about why they're pulling all the Henson stuff.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's just being a bunch of douches. Like,
well, they are douches.
Live up to it.
But you knew that before they did that.
Well, yeah.
So, you know?
Okay.
It's chicken, people. Get over it. Eat it or don't. I don't give a shit. Really. I mean, it's kind of crappy chicken, but if you people like it, go ahead and eat it. And not all of, and they also sell franchises too.
Yeah.
So that's not fair to like the franchisees who have nothing to do with their corporate mentality, who are going to get, you know, feel the brunt of this.
Well, that's true. Well, but I know when you buy a Chick-fil-A franchise, you have to go to some kind of school that Chick-fil-A provides for like 2 years.
Well, you have to wear magical underwear too, but
I'm wondering how much of that corporate philosophy they have drilled into them. I don't know.
Well, okay, come on. We have both worked for a company that has a lot of corporate philosophy.
Yeah.
And how much of that bullshit did you buy into?
None of it, but...
Well, you're a human being. You make decisions.
Okay.
We have free will. Not to be confused with Free Willy. But I just... it was a stupid thing to say.
Yes.
But when it comes down to it, are people not going to go buy chicken? Are people going to think twice and go, oh, you know, I'm going to drive 5 minutes out of my way and go to Popeyes instead?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I would too, because I just never liked the Jesus chicken. But I just don't think, on a whole, American people just don't give a shit.
Well, and you know, I live...
Unless they were like slaughtering babies in the back room and using the baby hands to like turn the rotisserie or something, I don't think that anybody would really get up in arms over Chick-fil-A.
Well, and you know, I live, even though you live technically farther south, I live deeper south than you do.
You're in the Bible Belt.
And you know, here it's all support for Chick-fil-A, and it's like, it's not, see, to me, it's all about the human decency of the way other people are treated.
But there is no human decency in our country anymore.
But there should be. Like,
yes, there should be.
Like, if, and I'm looking at it from the perspective of my daughter. Like, if my daughter ever came to me and said, "Hey, guess what? I like chicks." I want
get
her
out
to
the video camera.
No, I want her to have just as much opportunity as everybody else.
Certainly.
And it's scumbags like this idiot Chick-fil-A that are keeping that mentality of "that's wrong" alive.
I'm sorry, you said the city of Chick-fil-A? Where exactly is that? Yes. Hello, where are you from? I'm from the city of Chick-fil-A.
Well, whatever I meant.
I'm from the city of KFC. We don't like your kind.
You know what I meant.
See, the scary part is, yes, I did.
You know, it's all like, now that I'm a parent, I'm seeing things a whole lot different. And I want her to be in a world where it's okay to be whoever
different?
You are. Yeah.
Sure.
So, I don't know.
I just don't think it's any kind of issue that anybody is going to get behind. If we can't get together and decide that the multi-billionaires in this country should pay just a little bit more taxes,
that's true.
How are we going to get people to stop eating chicken made by a bigot? You know?
Bigot chicken?
Bigot chicken. Bigot chicken good. Now, those people do know that fried chicken came from black people, right? Because maybe that would totally rock their world. What? No, it was that nice southern man in the white suit and the little black tie. And guess where he got it from? Oh, hey, we just got a couple of medals. We're up to 10.
Woohoo!
We're only one behind China.
There you go. Hey, speak.
You know, I just...
Go ahead.
Speak of chinks,
no.
What?
No, go ahead.
I just think that really when this whole Chick-fil-A thing became such a big news item,
yeah,
we just lose sight of things that really should be the big freaking news item, like gas jumping 20 cents in a week.
Yeah, well.
You know?
But shouldn't it start with little victories? Like, shouldn't the revolution start with changing people's minds about everything, and then we start on the bigger stuff?
But you just can't change the minds of idiots.
Well, that's true.
I mean, face it, we have a lot of stupid people running around.
We do.
And you can't, you know, they're dinosaur brains. They have one way of thinking, and that's the only way they're going to think, and what they know is right, and everything else is wrong. And if you don't conform to their way of thinking, then you're wrong.
So how does... These people have kids, and they teach their kids their thoughts and their feelings, and a lot of it gets adopted by their children.
Who then have children.
Right.
Have children.
So how do you stop that cycle?
You can't.
So we're never going to move beyond this bigoted thing of...
No, I told you, we're doomed. It's not going to get better, people. Not at all. I mean, when we make a TV star out of frickin' Bristol Palin...
Yeah, she's coming back.
Not those little whore who got knocked up by some moron... and her idiot mother...
Did you see her big news? She might have gotten a boob job?
Who's Sarah?
Yeah.
Only one?
It's a big controversy.
I know the left one's a little bit perkier, but maybe she's, you know, trying to get a sponsor for the other one.
It looks like she's gone up a couple of cup sizes.
Oh, well, that's good to know, because she's hot.
Well, and you know, that's the relevant news.
In an Ava Brown kind of way. Yeah, I just, yeah, whatever. You want chicken? Go. I don't care where you eat it.
Okay.
I don't care what your beliefs are. I don't agree with them. But unfortunately, we're in a country where, you know, you're allowed to think like that.
Yeah. I guess.
Sometimes it might be better to live in a police state. But it depends on, you know, who's in charge. Well, we'll find out soon, won't we?
Oh, I don't think so. I think Mitt's kind of guaranteed Obama's coming back with his little shenanigans in Europe.
Oh, but we're all Anglo-Saxons. That's a special relationship. Whiteys unite. Now I'm going to go over and see the Hebes.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Nothing.
You don't think that's what he's helped? That's what he's thinking?
Oh, absolutely.
He's like, oh, God, and they got that crappy wine, too. Oh, those nasty saltine crackers, that crappy wine. I got to wear the little frisbee on my head. Christ. Oh, they don't believe in him. Sometimes I just think you got to wipe the slate clean.
Yeah.
You know, earthquake, flood, sun crashing into the earth, and start all over again.
If the sun crashes into the earth, we won't be starting over.
No, but we'll be on one of those other planets.
Oh.
In the alternate timeline.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't think it's ever going to get any better with the way things are being run in DC. And
but people don't know.
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to.
Yeah, but the six people who listen to us are already on our side.
Well, that's
how true. How do we convert the millions? A million and billions.
We need a corporate sponsor. Maybe we can get Chick-fil-A on board.
Chick-fil-A. We like Chick-fil-A because we don't like anybody either.
And our new podcast slogan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I mean, we're going somewhere. Grab your handbasket. Time to go.
It was interesting, too, this week. We didn't talk about it last week because we had our guest on. But the massacre that happened in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's not too much to say about it because everybody's already talked about it and everybody's already kind of, forgive the term, beat it to death.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting to see the reaction of Christian Bale going to meet the victims.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause everybody forgets that, what was it, a year ago he was arrested for beating up his mother?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, what a scumbag. He's hard to work with, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden now everybody's like, we're a big Christian Bale fan. And I'm like,
well, it's PR. It's how do you spin it?
Stuff like that, it's like, you hated him last year.
That was last year.
Oh.
You know, well, it's, look at the comeback of Charlie Sheen. You know, look at how much people embraced, like, Amy Winehouse.
Oh, after she died?
I mean, she was gutter trash. She was. She was a heroin addict. She was a skanky person. If you saw her walking down the street, you would walk to the other side. And now it's like, oh my God, she was such a talent. She was so tragic. Oh, it is such a great loss. Really? Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, I mean.
You know, when you see like Chris Brown show up at yet another awards show thanking God. It's like, did you thank God every time you smacked the shit out of Rihanna? Probably not, but once again,
and he's still selling records. Yeah.
And we have, R. Kelly, a freaking pedophile, should have been blackballed, forced out of the country. You know, I mean, we no longer can send our prisoners to Australia, but there's got to be somewhere we could send them. Antarctica? Without internet. You know, it'll be like the Dharma Project. Once a week, we'll drop some canned food.
There you go.
And then R. Kelly and Chris Brown and Kanye and all the Kardashians. And
well, they'd all die because there's no attention.
See?
Okay. Hey, I'm in complete agreement. Let's start.
You don't think it would be like Lord of the Flies, where like suddenly Chloe becomes like the king?
Chloe's the big Wookiee-looking one, right?
Yes.
Okay. She's like, they sit her at the throne, and Snooki comes out and is her footrest.
Yes.
Like in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. I love a warm pig. Apparently, that's what all of Snooki's boyfriends have said too.
Ew.
But I mean, that's another one. I mean, this scumbag woman got knocked up, and she's a celebrity.
Yep.
People care about what she has to say.
Yep.
You shouldn't give a damn about what I have to say. Form own opinions. Get the information and make an opinion. Okay?
There you go.
It's not hard. We have these things called newspapers.
We do.
And news programs. And you can find it out there.
You should.
But, you know, whatever. You know, we're doomed. But at least there are videos of, you know, little puppies playing with kittens online. And that's a good use of the internet. I'm sure that's what Al Gore had in mind. I can has cheeseburger.
But you can find so many cool things on the internet, John.
You can? You can find some cool things on TV, too. I can't wait for the new series on TLC called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Jesus.
She's like this fat little obnoxious hick who does beauty pageants, and her big fat ass family. It's like, oh, really? You couldn't, you know, why couldn't you do a reality show about a group of kids? I don't know, doing science experiments or feeding the homeless, and I'm not talking Oprah's Life Class, any of that bullshit. I'm just saying, you know, like Undercover Boss.
Yeah.
Here, and I'm going to give you $10 towards a new bus pass because you work so hard for me.
Or what's that other one? The Secret Millionaire or whatever it is?
Yes, Secret Millionaire. Also known as Trump Lite. It's like, you know, if it weren't for the TV show, you wouldn't be doing these good things.
No.
And you're not doing that much good.
No.
Oh, I'm going to give you $10,000. That's all you could spare? Thanks. Whatever. Take an Xbox? Okay.
I don't know. I just think, you know, I spend a lot of time on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always interesting things to learn there, John.
Such as?
Such as, I was reading this week. Did you know that the Bronx Zoo once had an exhibit of black people?
I would have paid money to see that.
See, I thought of you when I read this. Apparently in 1906?
Uh-huh.
The Bronx Zoo unveiled a new exhibit that attracted legions of visitors. Inside a cage in the zoo's monkey house was a man named Ota Benga. He was 22 years old and a member of the Batwa people. They were pygmies who lived in what was then the Congo. And he was brought to the United States in 1904 for the St. Louis World's Fair. And they were on display with a group of African pygmies. And apparently he then went to New York.
Well, that's not like they went over to the Bronx and rounded some up and threw them in a cage.
Well, no, but they put them on display.
Well, it was a social experiment. You don't see pygmies every day anymore.
Let's see. The Bronx Zoo soon ended the exhibit, and let's see.
Did they integrate them back into the wild?
Well, he stayed in the Bronx for a short time before being relocated to Lynchburg, Virginia, where various families housed him and tried to help him live a normal life. In March of 1916, he borrowed a gun from his host family, went into the woods, and killed himself.
Aww. That's sad.
It is. I just, you know, I'd never heard of them displaying people before. But that's what you get on Reddit. You also find things like, have you ever heard of cockle bread?
No.
Cockle bread. It was a popular Stuart era baked good. And it was made by young women sitting on raw dough with no underwear on, kneading it with their vaginas and madly wriggling around and singing the cockle bread song, and then they would bake it.
Ew. Ew. Not even gonna go any further.
Well, you want to, you would you like to hear the lyrics of the cockle bread song?
Oh, dear God. Sure, go ahead.
My dame is sick and gone to bed, and I'll go mold my cockle bread. Up with my heels and down with my head, and this is the way we mold our cockle bread. And here, let me put this in the thing
No,
for
that's
you.
what he... Oh, God, really?
Start chat. I'll have to put this in the show notes of what cockle bread looks like. It looks like exactly what you would think it looks like.
Oh, dear God. Okay. Thanks, folks. I got nothing to add to this. Sorry.
The best part, it's on a blog called The Rag Bag.
Awesome. That's wow. That's amazing. It really
All about
is.
sharing, John. I'm all about teaching you something you didn't know before. Such as there's such a thing as cockle bread.
I wonder if Panera sells that.
Maybe they should.
We'll have to check that out. We should get that added to the menu.
Cockle bread?
Pardon me, sir. Do you have any cockle bread? Yeah.
Hey,
Interesting.
I'm just letting you know. Weird shit goes on.
Well, duh. All you gotta do is watch Lifetime.
Well, yeah. So anyway, that's some of the stuff that I've learned this week.
And you're talking about it.
I am.
That's amazing. Really? Really amazing. Okay.
Let's see what else. Here's one that's a little bit older, but from your neck of the woods. You know the whole thing that's going on with George Zimmerman and the killing of what's his name?
Oh, that neck of the woods.
Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
Did you hear the reason that he gave an interviewer of why he killed Trayvon?
No.
He said
I'm
that it
scared.
was all God's plan.
Well.
This is why
Okay.
I'm not religious.
Okay. Yeah, that's I got nothing.
How do you tell a parent of a child that you just killed that, don't worry about it, it's all God's plan? No?
No.
No? Okay, we'll move on then. Let's see, what else didn't we talk about last week? I would have had a whole shitload of stuff last week if we didn't have our guest.
Our special guest, Harold?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see the Rush Limbaugh thing where he said that Warner Brothers made Christopher Nolan name the character Bane
Yes.
as a slight against Mitt Romney
Yes.
for whatever scandal he was doing?
Yes. I see again, and there are stupid people out there who will believe that.
For anybody who doesn't know, Bane was actually created in what, 1993?
Yes, quite a while ago.
Yeah. he's got a whole comic book series that, like, you can just date back and see that it goes far beyond fucking Rush Limbaugh. Wasn't he supposed to move to Costa Rica or something?
I don't know.
Why is he still here?
Well, you know what? He's another one. He's this asshole who committed fraud to get drugs, and yet people put value on what he has to say.
I know.
Because we've become a country of sheep. People want to be told what they're doing.
Yes.
And that's stupid.
And that's all John has to say about that.
It is. You're idiots. If you're not listening to us, you're a goddamn idiot. All right?
Okay, what else? Did you see the next time that you go to visit New York City, there's a good chance you won't be able to buy a large Coke?
Yes, because they're being banned.
And now explain this to me, because I thought that we lived in a country where you have the right to be fat if you want to be.
We do, and I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, there was all this controversy that Wendy's was eliminating the biggie size.
Yeah.
No, they just renamed it large.
Yes.
So it's not like you did anything magnanimous here, people.
No, but they're putting a cap on size and not so much what people are calling it. You can't, but you're not going to be able to buy anything bigger than 16 ounces.
That's great. So I want two.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, are you going to stop people from buying multiple drinks?
I'm sorry, sir. One soda per ID.
Right, exactly. Like, aren't we supposed to be able to do whatever the hell we want? Like, especially if it's something like soda. I mean, you can't be selling heroin out on the street. I get that, but if you're a hot dog stand, you can't get like a large value drink for people that are coming to you.
Well, but not only that, it's like, that's really where you want to put your energy, Mr. Mayor? Really? There aren't any other problems that you could tackle first besides, oh, these large sodas are contributing to the, you know, the obesity of the middle class. Well then, yeah, but if the middle class could afford to not eat fast food, perhaps that would be a solution.
Well, and then he went and he turned around and he said that, you know, they were contemplating on legalizing marijuana. And like it's if you were caught with anything, I think less than a gram or something.
More than.
Is it more than a gram?
Oh no, yeah, you're right. Less than a gram, then it was personal use and
it's, you know, it's less of a fine than if you got caught with a 32-ounce soda. And it's like, we're now moving backwards. We've stopped the forward progression of society on a whole, and now we're starting just to move backwards. It makes no sense to me.
Welcome to these United States.
It wasn't like this when I was a kid.
Oh, but that was so long ago.
It was.
You know, back when the races had to use separate bathrooms.
I'm not that old. Jesus.
You don't believe in Jesus.
That's true. I don't.
You know, it's not getting better because we have no sense of priorities. Everybody wants everything they want. It's me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. And I really don't know how we're going to fix it. You know, I mean, states are now doing these, you know, in Florida, you've got the standardized test every year, right. The FCAT. And out of 180 days of school, I think it's something like 70 days are spent teaching to the test.
Right.
Is that really how kids learn?
No, and they're not learning anything else that could be of value.
No.
Because everybody's focus is on getting good test scores.
Well, and it's the other thing. It's like people are bitching about their parent, about their students not doing well, so they're blaming it on the teachers.
Right, when it's probably the kid's fault.
It should, well, it's the kids, the parents.
Yeah.
And yes, I understand there's single parent houses, there's you know, houses where parents both have to work, blah 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 blah. You know what? You're still responsible for your kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plain and simple. That's all there is to it. I don't care what your excuse is. It doesn't hold water.
I mean, I've already started to look at what's being taught here in South Carolina and figuring out what I can add to my daughter's education when she goes to school to teach her things that she's not going to learn in their curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I think she needs to be taught, whether it be scientific or, you know, certain types of math or whatever.
Even life lessons.
Yeah.
Here's how you scramble an egg.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, here's why you don't put your hand on the burner.
Yeah. I mean, that all of that stuff is part of raising a child. And I've always said, like, one of the big things with parents is they have to be teachers at home. You may not understand the math and stuff that's coming home, but you have to teach them all the other stuff too.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and my parents did that. My parents went out of their way to teach me things that I wasn't being taught in school. And
right.
I think I have a better grasp on certain topics than other people do because they took that time.
Exactly.
And I plan on doing that with my kids. And I just, I don't know. It's a weird, fucked up world we live in.
It is. It's crazy, you know? So pull up your goddamn pants. Turn off the TV. Stop texting.
Oh, here comes a message from old man John. Go ahead.
When I was your age, I had to walk a mile and a half to the bus stop in the snow. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. Maybe somebody out there does. I don't. I think we're in such a screwed up, self-righteous, opinionated, greedy world that I don't know what it's going to take to change that.
Right.
You know, I just, driving into my apartment, I happened to glance over at the pool, and there are three women standing in the pool smoking cigarettes. It's like, so where are your ashes going, asshole? You know, really? You're that fucking stupid and inconsiderate.
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in. And I don't know how to fix it. Unless you go to a police state and you start, you know. I don't know. You know? There ain't no way to fix stupid. I wish there were. I wish there were. Well, you know, small doses of lead at a high velocity, but other than that, you know, don't know what else it could be. So there you have it.
Well, you know, you just group stupid people and one well-placed mortar will take them out.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there has a solution, write in and let us know what that is.
Yes.
Whether, you know, what would be your perfect way, like, how to change the government? Let us know. You can tell us at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com, or if you have any other comments, you can always shoot an email there. Follow us on Twitter @dancemonkeypod. Go check out the 61 other episodes before this. You can hear us talk about all kinds of things from TV shows to ghost stories, depending on what month it is.
Or what time of the month it is.
Yeah, exactly. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I love your damn pants.